Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Severe storms in Montana can be more impactful than just heavy rain and thunder frightening your pets. If you're extremely unlucky, a hailstorm can be absolutely devastating. And that's what happened to a man living in the mountains outside Dillon, whose property was buried and destroyed by a severe hailstorm. Now Tom O'Neill reports his friends and neighbors are asking for your help to help the man recover from the destruction.
Last Thursday's hailstorm in southwest Montana was catastrophic for an off-grid homeowner who lost nearly everything under several feet of hail. Hank Munzer lives in the mountains outside of Dillon in an off-grid house that is ineligible for insurance. Thursday's storm destroyed his home and nearly all of his possessions, leaving him to effectively start over with nothing. A GoFundMe page has been established by his niece to help Hank get back on his feet. In Butte for the Montana State News Network, I'm Tom O'Neill.
The Washington man who was flung into the air by a Yellowstone National Park bison earlier this month is feeling fortunate that he was able to escape with serious but not critical injuries. Bozeman Health releasing a video where 65-year-old Carl McDaniel talked about being charged by the enraged bison, flinging him an estimated 8 feet into the air at Biscuit Bay Campground.
I always felt safe and secure. I wasn't ever terrified. Even though I was on the ground, he could have stomped me, he could have gored me, could have done anything.
Although he's still recovering from his injuries, McDaniel is pretty understanding of the attack, although his physician says McDaniel had a very severe hip fracture.
It was definitely clear that he had a pretty painful injury. It's actually broken in multiple pieces, and you can see some fragments here.
McDaniel says one of the biggest surprises was how fast the bison moved toward he and his grandson. It had charged a truck in its rut-fueled agitation before charging McDaniel.